The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
She plays a nasty piece of goods in Ireland's premier soap, Fair City, but away from the drama, she is a very passionate animal rights campaigner. Just last week, she handed in a 13-page submission to Minister Simon Coveney asking him to ban fur farming. And she joins us on the line now. Rachel Pilkington, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, Rachel. By the way, before we get into your stance on fur farming, do you send or receive postcards?
Do I send or receive them? I did send them when I was in Mallorca not that long ago. And it took about 3 weeks to actually arrive. So obviously we were long back before anyone received them.
Yes, I think that's the way with a lot of people now. they don't bother because they know they'll be in contact with home.
Exactly.
Before the postcards arrive. Rachel, a lot of people wouldn't be aware of this, but you are a very strong and passionate animal rights campaigner. Where did it all begin?
I've always had a great love for animals, and my dad, Joe Pilkington, who a lot of people may have known from the Reardon's days, he played Eamon Maher. He was very passionate about the environment, and he named me Rachel Carson after the author and environmentalist who was one of the first people to speak out about the ways in which humanity are endangering the earth. And I don't know, I suppose through osmosis maybe, but I've gradually developed a huge love for the environment and nature and animals. I have a huge affinity for animals,
and Rachel,
for all creatures.
Sure. When did you become an active campaigner, would you say?
I had heard about ARAN, Animal Rights Action Network, and they campaign very peacefully. And I joined in with some of their protests for different issues of animal cruelty. And just along, and that's ultimately what inspired me to begin this campaign, because I had been at a couple of the protests outside the Department of Agriculture against the practice of fur farming in Ireland. I had also travelled to Carrigaline in Cork and had protested outside Minister Coveney's constituency office. And I just saw the absolute frustration and exasperation that these people felt at Minister Coveney's seeming indifference to the suffering of these mink, and that's what inspired me to try and do something different and bring it to a more public platform.
Yeah, and tell us about this submission. It's 13 pages long, and some significant authors to the actual campaign.
Yeah, well, basically the submission comprised of a cover letter from me pleading with him to bring about a ban, and stating my own feelings on the subject, and of course numerous pages of names of people who within the Irish film, television, music industries who want to who also want a ban on fur farming in Ireland, and then numerous comments from individual people. So I delivered it last Friday the 18th. And because they're currently reviewing the current code of practice, but as I said, no amendments to the government's current code of practice will ever eradicate or sufficiently alleviate the suffering for these animals. Mm. And no amendment to the code of practice will ever excuse or justify it as a farming practice. And so I feel for any minister to even attempt to validate such cruelty on the grounds of economic profit or benefit is grossly unethical. And I think it demonstrates a level of apathy towards animals.
Okay, and tell us about, Rachel, some of the names on the submission.
Okay, well, we've Saoirse Ronan, Victoria Smurfit, Jason Barry, who he was in Titanic, Simon Delaney, Lawrence Kinlan, Geraldine Plunkett, people would have remembered from Glenroe, Kelly Campbell. Even last night I got an email from our Olympic athlete, Sonia O'Sullivan, saying, please add me to your campaign. I have got some great producers, McDara Kelleher, comedians, Neil Delamere is added his name, Gerard Farrelly, Lisa Cannon, the Exposé presenter, Juanita Wilson, only in the last 2 days added her name as well. She was nominated for an Academy Award for her short film, The Door. And Mario Rosenstock, they're all the most recent people to add their names.
So quite a heavyweight collection from the world of art.
Singer, exactly. Mary Coughlin, Sharon Shannon. It's the list goes on. I now have 280 names.
280 names, and that they are on that submission to the minister.
Yeah, well, the number to the minister that I handed in on Friday was 271, but it's now gone up to 281, actually.
And Rachel, how widespread is fur farming?
There are only 5 farms remaining in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, because the practice is already banned in Northern Ireland, Britain and Austria. And there's just 5 farms remaining, and it is still legal to farm mink and foxes in Ireland. Now, according to the Central Statistics Office, even though fox farming continues to be legal, the last fox pelts to be exported from Ireland was in 2011. Mm. Now, even though there's no farming of foxes currently being carried out, it is still legal to farm them here.
And to what extent do you follow your deep belief in animal rights campaigns? For instance, would you wear leather?
No, I don't, no. Mm. And I don't eat meat or fish.
Okay, so you're a vegetarian, a vegan, I think that would...
Yeah, well, I've been vegetarian for 6.5 years, and I've transferred to a plant-based diet. I have days of weakness, but I'm doing my very best.
Tell us about the plant-based diet.
Well, basically, we stopped buying milk in our house, even the beginning of this year. My own children don't eat, or both my sons, 7 and 17, have been vegetarian for the last 6.5 years as well, and my husband. And now we're trying to eliminate dairy from our diet.
And how difficult is all of that?
Yeah, because there's byproducts of dairy in just about everything, so it is a massive change in diet. But we're trying to make it it's just a new lifestyle, really.
So what would be an average day then in the Pilkington household with your two sons, 17 and 7, and this strict diet?
It varies, really. I mean, you can eat anything. Well, it's not that you can or can't. It's their choice what they want to eat. But I obviously explained what was involved for the animals, and that was ultimately why we originally became vegetarian, and we had long discussions about it as a family. Mm. But, I mean, they come and go and help themselves to eat whatever they want. Basically, we eat a lot of beans, tofu, nuts, seeds, fruits, vegetables, whole grain rice, wholemeal bread. There's loads of things you can eat. Yeah. It's just about eliminating the rest from your diet.
And does your 7-year-old ever complain that his buddies at school have all sorts of treats and he gets none at home?
No, he doesn't, actually. And speaking of Noah, he's 7 now. He's a great little activist himself. He comes with me to all the protests, and everyone knows him there now. And he's a great little man. He said to me when he was 4, "When I grow up, I want to help free all animals." And I said to him, "Well, you don't have to wait till you grow up. You have a voice now, and there's things you can do to change anything that you don't see right in the world, even now at your own age." I said, "If you want, you can come with me to some protests." And I explained what they were about, and he said, "Absolutely." And he comes to them all with me now.
So he's probably Ireland's youngest animal rights campaigner.
Well, there's quite a few children out there, you'd be surprised.
But they have no say in it, really. It's their parents. You're inflicting this on poor Noah.
Oh, he does have a say. Oh, he does. He totally has a say. I mean, if he said, "I don't want to go..."
Yeah, but no. I don't mean about the protests. If he said, "Mammy, I'd love a steak tomorrow," you'd say, "No, sorry."
What we've decided in our house is that, you can't control the justice in the world, but you can control the justice within your own four walls. So we don't cook meat or fish in the house anymore now. Mm. Actually, even the smell turns... My husband can't bear the smell of it now, but... If we were out in the morning and he said he wanted it and we were out for dinner or anything, I would allow him to have it. But I really can't ever see that happening. But, I mean, if he did say that, yeah, of course he can order it, yeah. No problem.
You'd still love him, unconditionally.
Of course I'd love him. Of course I adore him.
Did you say that the diet that you observe has you feeling weak on some days?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I may have misunderstood you.
No. So Rachel, have you got into any scrapes over the years as part of your animal rights campaigning?
No, not at all. I only ever campaign peacefully. And I don't believe in any form of right-wing activism, and I certainly don't believe in any illegal activism. There have been times where people have gone and released the mink, for example, from the fur farms, and it just causes havoc among our wildlife and destroys our wildlife. So I don't think that's the route to take.
So this particular campaign, how far will you go? You've submitted now that 13-page submission. You have all those signatures, 280-plus. What's the next plan? If this falls on deaf ears, what do you do next?
Well, that's it. It may well fall on deaf ears. I did receive an acknowledgement from Simon Coveney's private secretary yesterday. Graham Lennox is his name. He was actually the gentleman that came down and accepted the submission last Friday. And he said that he'll bring my recent correspondence to the minister's attention at the next practical juncture. So whatever that means, I don't know. Look, you do what you can. I don't know what's going to happen with this. I'm just doing what I can. And I began it because of the frustration I saw in thousands of people across Ireland who are campaigning against fur farming all year round, who drive, you know, hours of distance to campaign from all parts of the country. And they're out there all day, every day campaigning. I just try to bring it to a more public platform, and who knows what will come of it. Maybe we won't be listened to, maybe we will, but you try anyway.
We'll wait and see what happens. And Rachel, yeah, if people listening want to support your campaign, is there a website that they can go to, or is there an email address?
Well, the best thing they can actually do is email the government and state that they're also calling for a ban on fur farming. There's two particular addresses, simon.coveney@iroctus.ie or animalhealthandwelfareact@agriculture.gov.ie. I'm sure they're up on the government website. And email them and let them know your thoughts and your feelings on the subject of it.
Okay, well, go on.
Yeah, sorry. No, I was just going to say that, you know, I have felt strongly that the practice of fur farming not only violates most of the five freedoms which underpin animal welfare best practices, but I believe that they're breaking one of the current national and EU laws concerning the protection of animals kept for farming purposes, which stipulates that member states shall make provision to ensure that the owners or keepers take all reasonable steps to ensure the welfare of animals under their care and to ensure that those animals are not caused any unnecessary pain, suffering or injury. I can't understand how any of it is necessary. I mean, from the moment they're born into captivity, the intrinsic value of these creatures fails to be recognised. And they're semi-aquatic by nature. And they exhibit many stereotypical behaviours synonymous with stress.
Before I let you go, Rachel, a little bit about Carrickstown and mm-hmm. the whereabouts of Jane Black. What's on the horizon?
Well, I'm currently on a 5-week break. I'm back to work on the 9th of August. And so I'm currently off screen, I think, as in from, well, I think I was on last week. I don't really know what's in the future for Jane Black. They leave us guessing right up till the end.
Will she become an animal rights campaigner on set?
No, actually, Jane has gone hunting in the past.
Oh, I see. How did you agree to play this role, Rachel?
Because it's a character. It's not who I am.
Oh, surely you could have raised your voice.
You know what? They probably know by now that my feelings on it, and I don't mind playing a character who, in any way, participates in something like hunting. Because, in my opinion, you know, it's the two sides of the coin. You know, Rachel is against hunting, and Jane is for.
And it
highlights the issue, if anything.
It's an odd one, though, because given that it's an urban drama, to even know that she goes hunting is an interesting.
Well, she went hunting with her boyfriend, Tommy Dillon, down to Kilkenny.
So Tommy's been blamed. So anyway, you'll have to write. You'll have to change. You'll have to change that on set. Anyway, Rachel, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
And good luck with your campaigning.
Thanks a million, John. Thank you.
That's Rachel Pilkington there. And on the subject of snail racing, by the way, Sheila says her young granddaughters and herself played snail racing, and she'd drive them around in their prams and collect snails off the walls, then race with them. It was great fun indeed. In a moment, you're going to hear Shakespeare like you never heard it before.